Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 154 for the week of February 8th, 2010. It is the sad duty of Finishing.com to share the news that Bill Reynolds of Tasmet Systems, Ballarat, Australia, passed away on January 29th, leaving behind his business partner and wife of 44 years, Diana, four children, Kath, Sean, Peter, and Bridget, and five grandchildren, Ben, Sam, Maddie, Amelia, and Lily. Bill's generous and cheerful sharing of his knowledge with readers from around the world will be missed. In advertiser news, Amps Industries, Inc., located in Birmingham, Alabama, and producer of Antique Mirror Patina Solution, is now offering Metal Patina Gel and XL Gel. These products are highly concentrated liver of sulfur-based gels that are formulated for extended shelf life, versatility, and convenience. They are used to apply patina finish on metals such as silver, copper, bronze, brass, metal clay, PMC, and metal leaf. For more information on Amps Industries, please visit their WorldLink listings in the Chemicals Directory. Here's the calendar of events through the end of February. On February 8th, the Indianapolis and St. Joe Valley branches of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at George's Neighborhood Restaurant in Indianapolis, Indiana. Guest speaker will be Jerry Phillips of Finishing Concepts on proper ventilation system design for capital and operating cost considerations. On February 8th through the 12th, the Waterborne Symposium, Advances in Sustainable Coatings Technology, sponsored by the School of Polymers and High Performance Materials at the University of Southern Mississippi and Southern Society for Coatings Technology, will be held at Astor Crown Plaza in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 9th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at Rafferty's in Nashville, Tennessee. Guest speaker will be Blair Vendivier of Asterion LLC with an update of regulatory issues. On February 10th, the St. Louis branch of the NASF will have a Valentine's Day celebration at Bartolino South in St. Louis, Missouri. On February 11th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at the Tartan Room in Orange, California. Guest speaker will be Ben Rutnat on vibratory plating. Also on February 11th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at Brand's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Guest speaker will be Milo Fortier of Haviland Enterprises on chemical handling. Finally, on February 11th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF dinner meeting at Maggiano's in Hackensack, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Jeff Hannipal of the Policy Group on what is new for 2010 update on plating and polishing rule. On February 11th through the 13th, the AESF Foundation Aluminum Finishing Technology course will take place in Orlando, Florida. On February 16th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will hold their Supplier Showcase 2010 at Quiet Canyon in Montebello, California. On February 17th and 18th, the Surface Finishing Academy will have an Introduction to Anodizing workshop instructed by Dr. Ann Deacon Jewell of Alu Consult in San Jose, California. Also taking place on February 17th and 18th, the Surface Finishing Academy will hold an Advanced Powder Coating workshop in San Jose, California, instructed by Kevin Biller of the Powder Coating Research Group. On February 17th through the 19th, METEC 2010, the 39th Surface Finishing Exhibition, organized by the Japan Supplies Association of Plating Materials, will be held in Tokyo, Japan. And on February 18th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will hold their Vendor Showcase 2010 at NEPRDAC Hall in San Jose, California. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.